Hey, thank you, Scott, and you bet. Welcome back here on KASM Radio. I should say good afternoon, everyone, because Kirby's the welcome back guy. And I was over on KDDG. I had Watkins baseball as the Clippers defeat the folks from Princeton 5-0 today. Kirby, you had an exciting one over in Chaska. A 1-0 St. Martin win.
You can't beat history, can you?
Can't beat history. That's right.
Victory for St. Martin without getting a hit. It's, just when you thought you saw it all, huh, Randy?
Well, and I told them in the press box, this is what happened. And they're going, can you confirm that? Can you confirm that? Can you confirm that? I said, well, my guy was calling the game over there. He should know.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You bet. Kimball baseball on KASM. The Express batted in the top of the first. They went 1-2-3. Austin Rowley, a strikeout. Tommy Friesen, in line to third. And Jordan Joseph, on a great play by the shortstop, was thrown out 6-3. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Alexandria will send Chris Curry to the plate. Brady Bergau and Mitch Thompson to face right-hander Ben Johnson. We'll get those lineups for you here in between our batters as the swing and a miss by Curry, strike one. Kimball baseball brought to you by Albany and Richmond A&W, Rambo, Sheeplebine Farm, A.M. Mouse and Son, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Erkins Water, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Albany Chrysler Center, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning in Richmond, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and the fine folks over at Kimball Baseball Association. As going down on strikes is Chris Curry, and Ben Johnson seems to be in prime form.
Ben Johnson back out onto the mound. You know, it's been discussed over the years, Randy, that can Ben throw 2 weeks in a row? I know they like to give him rest, but sometimes you don't. You have to maybe live outside of your comfort zone every now and then, huh?
You do. Stepping into the box, number two hitter, Brady Bergau. He is the center fielder. It's Chris Curry, the shortstop. Brady Bergau in center. Mitch Thompson catching. Travis Kruger, he'll be at first base. There's a strike called in 0-2. Sean Kruger will play third and bat fifth. Blake Stockard, the pitcher, batting sixth. Eric Carlson will bat seventh in right field. Carter Stockard will bat eighth in the left field. And Brett Savalko bats ninth at second base. Here's a sharp base hit past the diving first baseman, Adam Butler, and a single for the Alexandria.
Sharp is an understatement right there. That thing was barreled up pretty nicely by Mr. Bergen.
They are the Black Sox, so you don't have to go far to 994 from Freeport to Alexandria. Got a couple Black Sox. Mitch Thompson, the number three hitter, steps into the batter's box facing Ben Johnson. Set the Express up for you defensively as Ben Johnson's pitch comes a little high and the count at a ball and no strikes. Scott Stevens manning the controls back at the sports studios in Albany. Scott's recording these games, so you should be able to hear the rebroadcast of Kimball and Alexandria on KASM. Here's a ground ball to third. Up with it to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. Good start there by Michael Hoffman over at third, who was clean last week at third base. Another nice play there. It's just, it was a long way around the horn. And his flip to Scott Marquardt, not in time to get the speedy Mitch Thompson.
Just hit a little too slow. How much rain did you end up getting here between games?
It never stopped play.
It never stopped play. So it rained like at the end of the Watkins game?
Yes, okay. End of the Watkins game. That's why it's a little wet here. Come on
in. And then just maybe quit a moment ago?
Absolutely. Now you can order delivery. Yeah, we even got a rainbow here. Here's cleanup hitter Travis Kruger. Fly ball left field. Backpedaling is Rowley. Austin will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Black Sox of Alexandria here in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played one inning. Here at Waconia, it's Kimball nothing and Alexandria nothing. More baseball in 1.5 here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Ready for anything. Promotional Resources, INC, in the
business and promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
125,000 birds.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM all day and night.
KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.
One in the books, no score.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard.
Round of 32 is trying to whittle itself down to the round of 16 after next week, or after this coming Sunday. And Kimball wants to be one of those 16 teams. Ben Johnson, Scott Marquardt, Adam Beyer will bat here for the Express in the second inning. Yeah, Austin Rulli leads it off in left. Tommy Friesen in right field bats second. Jordan Joseph at short bats third. Ben Johnson, the pitcher, batting fourth. Scott Marquardt at second base batting fifth. Adam Beyer at first base batting sixth. Kate Marquardt will bat seventh doing the catching. Matt Dingman bats eighth as the DH. And Brooks Marquardt will bat ninth. He's in center field. Michael Hoffman at third base. He's being DH for. And Ben Johnson had two mighty swings at fastballs from that left-hander, Blake Stockard.
Future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate.
Stockard's ready.
Live United. Go to Live United.
And his pitch. Swing and a miss. Johnson out on strikes. Kirby, a little bit of a rat race going from Chaska back to Waconia. And that's good. Your father, Kurt, kept the speedometer on the speed limit.
No comments on that, but he did make his way over. We made our way here. We had rain showers basically all the way.
Sure.
From there, like in the parking lot at Chaska, it started raining. We get to, I don't know, 2-3 blocks from here, and no more rain. Sunshine comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, again, the heaviest rain we had was between the Watkins game and the Kimball game now. Otherwise, players really never were hampered by it. First pitch. Two, Scott Marquardt a strike called, and now a ball inside in the count 1-1 to the Express second baseman. Kirby Nye will be here for the rest of the night. We have Spring Hill coming up against New Ulm. It's about 7 o'clock tonight. You have the Catholic Mass between the St. Martin and Kimball game. You'll get the Rosary between the Kimball and Spring Hill game. 2-1 the score, or 2-1 the count, excuse me. As the pitch to Marquardt a little bit high and 3-1.
Express looking for their first base runner right here as they're into the second inning.
Three balls, one strike, one out. Stockard's pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner and the count full at 3-2.
It's a big lefty, huh?
He is a big guy out there. Yes, he is. So the count full, 3-2. Blake Stockard kicks and delivers. Marquardt drills it off the base at third and into left field. Boy, did that sound solid off the bat. Throw coming into a second, a strong throw. The left fielder showing off his arm a little bit from that left field corner through an absolute strike to second. And Scotty on with a one-out single.
You talk about, I mean, and you touched on it, it's just that pure whap sound. You know he got the good part of the bat on that ball. And little skip off the bag at third as the Express do now have their first runner. And a guy who's been on base plenty.
Yes, he has. Adam Beyer, first baseman, into the batter's box for the Express. And the pitch from Stockard high for a ball 1-0. The ball in the game I did prior to this, the Watkins game, it did not carry at all again. I saw Kevin Kramer hit one down in the left field corner that actually was flirting with 325, but it was foul. And I think that's Adam Beyer right now. If Adam were to get a hold of one, I would suggest that's where he would want to maybe hit one.
I would say that's probably the avenue he would go towards.
Wind blowing in from right field. Every once in a while, maybe right to left. 1-1 the count to Adam Beyer. Oh, he gives it a ride. Kirby, that one is foul, but that's probably the farthest ball we've seen in two weekends of baseball, isn't it?
At this park absolutely. You know, and you talk about that pure sound and just that whap, but man alive, that thing almost got to that parking lot there towards the towards that auxiliary building. So Beyer just a little bit ahead of it. You saw the Kimball dugout just erupt, but they knew it was foul after about a second. So we haven't seen a lot of big shots here. We haven't seen no home runs and maybe a couple extra base hits, but that was by far the farthest.
One ball, two strikes to Beyer. He'll get under this one, and he pops it up to shallow center field. The center fielder had backed up quite a ways after Beyer launched that one, and now he has to hustle in, and that's Bergau making the catch for the out. He was playing really deep.
He was back there. You get that loud foul ball, Randy, where you're sitting there thinking, man alive, do I get to back up even more?
Yeah. Going to bring Cade Marquardt to the plate. Cade doing the catching for the Express. And the quick move by Stocker to first and back safely is Scotty Marquardt.
Scotty's probably saying over at first base, what are you throwing over for? That's my son, Daddy.
Believe Scott, 41 years old. The kick, the pitch, breaking ball. Seen that heater from Stockert, but there he brought a breaking ball to Cade Marquardt and the count 0-1. Balls, one strike. I know Cade played at Itasca last year, this past spring. Don't know his college plans. I'm sure he's going to play somewhere yet.
Move to that four-year school, you're thinking?
Yeah. One ball, one strike. Ready in the mound, Stockert. The lefty comes home. Pitches high and away, and the count, two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Back into the box, Cade Marquardt. Scott gets a pretty good lead at first. Stockert comes home. Cade Marquardt fouls it off his foot at home plate, and the count at 2-2.
Owie. I mean, he catches, so he's not unfamiliar with the ball hitting him, but when you hit it, I'm hoping it got him on that shin guard. That would alleviate some of that pain.
Yeah. Might have got a little bit of that foot, too. Two balls, two strikes. Cade Marquardt at the plate. And Stockard ready. Marquardt lays off that high fastball that looks so meaty to a batter. Now the catcher, who's also the manager, Mitch Thompson, is the manager. He's telling his infielders.
Plays that one.
Yeah, plays that one.
Full count, two outs. Marquardt's going to leave.
3-2. We kick the pitch. Cade Marquardt would foul it away. That's just the way it works. Foul ball and 3-2 yet.
I've been hearing you say that for a long, long time, and I remember the first time you said it, it was like, huh, that does happen a lot. And ever since then, I can't not think of Randy Rothstein when I see a 3-2, two-strike foul ball.
Ready on the mound, Stockert. The pitch, low and inside, ball four. And Cade Marquardt. A little head to first base, first and second, two outs. Saw Dandy today. Home plate umpire asked for the appeal, or asked for help on a foul ball off somebody's foot in the batter's box.
Come on. Why? You're standing right there asking for help. I mean, if the base ump blatantly saw it and, like, made a point, wouldn't he have made that call?
Well, yeah. Again, you're the home plate umpire. You're right there. Make 99% of the calls.
Yeah.
One ball, no strikes to count to Matt Dingman. He's the DH for the Express this afternoon. 1-0 the count. The pitch from Stockard. Ground ball hit slowly to short. The flip to second just in time to get Cade Marquardt. That'll end the Express second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors. Two left on. We played 1.5 here in Waconia. Kimball nothing. Alexandria nothing. We're back with that bottom of the second in 1.5.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You hear a lot of ads for different Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram dealers. Do you ever wonder what makes them different from each other? We all pay the same for the vehicles. We all have the same event pricing. At AM Austin, Sun, and Kimball, here's what we don't have. High-pressure salespeople.
Hey, want to buy a car?
You don't get fancy jingles.
AMMAUS is in the house.
See what I mean? What you do get is good old Minnesota nice service.
Hey, let me get the door for you.
We may even call you by name.
Hey, Paul, heard the fishing trip was a huge success. Got any pictures?
We have a lifetime powertrain warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles.
We have a big shipment of heavy-duty trucks coming in, and we are taking orders for 2022 models. In stock now, we have the new Grand Cherokee L. It even massages your backside while driving.
We have donuts and coffee on Saturday mornings, so stop out and see us. We are on the corner of Highway 15 and 55 in Kimball.
We're AM Mouse & Sons. Small town Minnesota nice, big time savings. AM Mouse is in the house.
Bottom of the second inning. State tournament baseball coming to you from Waconia. Alexandria sending their middle of the order to the plate. Sean Kruger, Blake Stockart, Eric Carlson. Facing our right-hander, Ben Johnson. And the count, 2-0. Pitch high from Ben and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Ben Johnson ready. There's a strike on the outside corner and 3-1. 3-1 the count. Johnson ready. He deals and outside ball 4. Alexandria picks up their second base runner of the afternoon. And it'll bring pitcher Blake Stockard to the plate.
Saw some poor bunting in my game today, Randall. Hopefully that's the end of that. Get some more execution.
Blake Stockard. They had the lineup made out originally. They didn't have him listed as the DH. And apparently, if he does come out of the game, they want him to remain in there as part of their hitting lineup. First pitch, a strike call. There's strike two called. Johnson comes with a couple hard breaking pitches. The balls, 2 strikes. Ready is Johnson. His pitch, Stockard pops this one up foul. Beyer giving chase from first base down the line, and that one is going to end up in the bullpen down the first baseline. And the count at 0-2. Well, as we were looking at us bracket watchers, we were hoping that be the case, that Watkins would win and St. Martin would win. And that's when I visited with the Watkins team, that's all they were talking about. It's like, it's going to be another 1-0 game. It's going to probably go 20 innings.
How'd you like to...
Matt goes, I'll pitch all 20.
How'd you like to be the Martins? Go hitless today through 8 innings, and then you get Matt Geisinger next week.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Followed out by Stockard at the plate, and the count 0-2.
We're looking way too far ahead. I mean, we got to finish this one. Night game tonight.
Yeah.
Game again tomorrow, but I mean, you're potentially the two best pitchers in the state.
Yeah, here's Stockard, a check swing. Scotty Marquardt, nice play. He fields that slow hit one hopper and still goes to second, and they get the runner by a good slide.
We have seen a lot of confidence from middle infielders getting that lead runner. Bang, bang, you know, it's to the point where I, you know, if it's more of a conservative, thinking, geez, you got to you probably got to go get the safe out right there in case you're a little bit off. But these middle infielders, Scott, especially right there, go get that lead runner.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, that's probably the difference maker, Kirby, why they are here. You know, honestly.
To make that play.
To make that play, keep that runner out of scoring position. As Eric Carlson steps into the batter's box in the first pitch to Carlson, a strike called, 0-1. Carter Stockard on deck. The pitch to the right-handed hitter is fouled to the back. And the count at 0-2. One out on for Alexandria here in the second. Lake Stock pitcher running.
Not a big lead by any means.
No. Curveball that's going to hit Eric Carlson in the back, and it's going to give the folks from Alexandria runners at first and second.
You get two strikes on you. You weren't even really, you know, close on those fastballs on trying to compete with Johnson. He throws that big sloppy curve at you, Randy. You're going to take that in the back all the time.
Absolutely. 0-1, or actually one out here in the second. Johnson facing the left-handed hitting Carter Stockard. The pitch outside of ball, 1-0.
Through 1 1/3, I would say, Ben, not as sharp as we saw last week.
No, absolutely. Pitch. Chopper to second. Scott to second for one. The relay to first. No. Jordan Joseph decides to eat it, and he looks over to third to see if Blake Stockard rounded the base at third too much, but he didn't, so they're going to be satisfied taking one in that situation. 4-6 on the force. Eric Carlson forced out. Blake Stockard goes to third. Two outs. And number nine hitter, Sabalco. Brett Sabalco at second base for the Alexandria Black Sox. Batting number nine. And the pitch to Sabalco is a ball, 1-0.
For those listening back in Chasm Country, Randy, yes, that Brett Sabalco.
That Brett Sabalco. Same Brett Sabalco that played for the Painesville Pirates, played for the Roscoe Rangers, and now plays for the Alexandria Black Sox. Pitch inside to Sabalco in the count, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Ben Johnson kicks, delivers, and fouled out of play by Sabalco, and 2-1. Leadoff hitter, Chris Curry on deck.
This is Johnson's guy, runs. He's got to go after this one.
Yeah, he does.
Go back to that top of the order with a threat.
First and third, two outs, curveball that's going to hit Sabalco, and Ben had come inside him once prior in this at-bat. And that time, Sabalco just stood his ground and took that off-speed pitch, hit by a pitch, and it'll load him up.
And the one you're referring to, Sabalco, maybe a little lean in on this one. He didn't have to lean in this time, Randy.
No.
Just allowed that ball to hit him and jog on to first base. Now it's bases loaded. And what you didn't want, if you're Kimball, you get Chris Curry up with the bases juiced.
Curry struck out in his first at-bat. They are loaded for Alexandria here in the bottom of the second, and Curry swings and misses at that Johnson slider in 0-1. No balls, one strike. State tournament action from Waconia. Again, Curry will swing and foul it back this time. And the count at 0-2.
These are the spots that get these teams to the final weekend, Randy. You see the Geislingers, the Leasers, the Johnsons. When the tough get going, these guys get awfully, awfully tough.
They do. 0-2 the count. Big Ben nods yes to the sign from Cade Marquardt. Comes home and a swing and a miss. Curry chases the fastball on the outside corner, and that'll do it for Alexandria in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three left on. We played two here in Waconia. No score with Kimball and Alexandria. Kirby Hemish is coming up with the call. We'll do that in 1 minute here on KASF.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Schiefelbein Farms is Kimball proud. Schiefelbein Farms values Kimball's support of agriculture, the true backbone of this great nation. And thanks to all area farmers and rural neighbors for their willpower during this dry summer. Best wishes to Kimball coaches and players for a successful playoff run. Bring home another championship.
I saw a showdown earlier. Are we in for one now? Through two, the answer is yes. As we're on to the third inning, it's Brooks Marquardt, Austin Rulli, Tommy Friesen, due up for the Kimball Express, trying to break a scoreless tie here in the third inning. He's Randy. I'm Kirby. Together again, as we separated for the 1:30 games, and we're back at it here for the 4 o'clock tilts. Marquardt into the batter's box. And so he'll get his first look at the lefty, Blake Stockert. Stockert, that black Alexandria jersey, white pants, those high socks. Pitch on the corner for a strike to Brooks. My dad has my stat sheet from, I think I gave you one, didn't I? For Regions and for,
you did.
For Kimball? Okay, so I can get that back to at least reference it. One strike pitch, missing 1-1. Lord knows where he ran off to by now. I would say somewhere near a Watkins guy. 1-1 the count.
Thanks for turning your knob to
Stockert's 1-1 offering to Brooks. That's missing inside. Moving our count now to 2-1. There it is, Randall. 2-for-4 last week. I was going to say, I thought Brooks had a pretty good start to his state tournament, and he did. 2-for-4 with a run scored for Brooks Marquardt. And Stockert's 2-1 pitch popped up foul, and that'll twist out of play. Even though Travis Kruger over for a look.
Stockert almost gives me the impression of Elvis Presley got that top button down. Or
little Jerry Lee Lewis to him.
Jerry Lee Lewis to him, yeah.
Great balls of fire, yeah. He's showing off that chest hair. As the 2-2 offering from Jerry Lee, just missing a tad high. Brooks looking back, almost with the look runs to say, don't punch me out on that. Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be that close. So 3-2 the count. For the moment, it's a pretty nice afternoon here in Waconia. Stockert's payoff pitch to Marquardt. That's hit in the air. Short center field coming on. That ball is going to drop. Third hit of the state tournament for Brooks Marquardt. Just doing enough, pushing it farther than the second baseman and dropping it in front of the center fielder runs.
Absolutely. Putting the bat on the ball, Kirby, and that's what we've said all along. And Brooks is a good guy to have in that number 9 spot because he is such a good contact hitter, and I think that's why his dad, Tom, puts him there.
I'd say if you got Brooks Marquardt hitting 9th, you're awfully good.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm stepping out of bounds by saying that he would hit in the top two for a lot of teams. As the lineup flips over for Austin Rulli, we'll see if Austin's asked to bunt. He is. He squares, and he pops his bunt up, and that will land foul.
We saw Austin bunt last weekend.
We saw a lot of the Express bunt last weekend.
They are definitely a team. They play a lot of small ball, get some runs on you.
You got guys like just think the guys we're covering, Randy, JT, Ben Johnson, Geislinger, Leaser. You know, nothing against the Chargers pitching, but those guys are pretty doggone good. As he looks at a strike, throwback to first, Brooks is back safely. A lot of those teams are thinking runs. If they get 2-3 runs, they should be about set.
Yeah.
So why play for the big inning when if you just try to go get a one or a two?
You got it.
So it's 0-2 the count. Really unable to get the bunt down as he looks at a strike. And he'll try to find a different avenue to get Brooks Marquardt to second base. Stockert, lefty, set right at the face. His 0-2 offering, that's fouled into the netting. Count will remain at 0-2. How many punch-outs did Mr. Geislinger have today?
He had eight.
Eight of them. All right. St. Martin struck out 14 times today. No hits. And they're playing next weekend, Runts. And we'll be here at 11 o'clock to see them and Watkins play. As the two-strike pitch, that's fouled into the netting once again. Is Rooley not going down without a fight?
That's George Strait. Dwayne cannot live from the Minnesota State Fair. For
total oh, and to the FM. Count.
You know, each and every day at the Minnesota
scoreless
State Fair,
game thus far here in the top of the third inning.
Our stage right here. It's the
as Kimball
five sales and classic performance
trying
stage.
To notch that scoreboard first. They got a leadoff man on a base Jeff hit. There Bacon. He goes. 2-2 pitch. Right that's popped here. Up. Well, Brooks is going to have to come back as that one will actually twist out of play. Come back anyway.
I like that. Little hit and run on 0-2. What the heck?
No interest in country.
Went first move on the lefty.
A lot of great music coming your way.
That would almost indicate to me that he went on. Yeah, went on. Zone there,
and Austin maybe just protecting the plate.
Well, with two strikes, you can't possibly not swing at it just because your guy's moving with the pitch. Umpire gets a fresh batch of baseballs. Did you go through a pile of them in the first one?
You know, the first game was not bad. Not bad.
We'd like you to vote on the artwork.
Oh, and two. Brooks Marquardt aboard at first. Leadoff man Austin Rooley. Trying to get him over so he can get in. And the 0-2 pitch, that's hit right back to the pitcher, Stockert. He knocks it down, and after he knocks it down, Randy, he's really only got one play, and he makes it over to first base.
He never even looked at second. Never didn't want to take the time to even glance over there and maybe make an attempt to get Brooks Marquardt. So, yeah, that one little bobble, and that's probably a good move, Kirby, because you just create more problems if you glance over there, and then it's like you got to rush your throw.
Not playing the game hard, I would say, may have cost Fergus Falls of the game today, Randy, as there was a play earlier. Matthew Schlungen was clearly picked off. He tried leaving early, as now Kimball's got a runner at second. The first offering to Tommy Friesen, missing high for a ball. Matthew tried the veteran move of leaving early. The pitcher wasn't in that spot where he just went straight home, so he stepped off, and he kind of took his time, and he lobbed it to second, and Matthew slid underneath the tag. It didn't end up meaning anything. Matthew or the Martins were retired right after, and he was stranded at second base. But then, as the 1-0 offering is just off the plate, now 2-0, good time to hit right here for Tommy Friesen. Kyle Leeser walks. There's a pass ball, and there's a ton of room at Chaska. Like, there's a lot of room here. There's a lot more in Chaska. The catcher, he didn't walk there, but he didn't sprint back to the ball. And Kyle noticed that, and he took a chance to try to throw him out, and he made third base. And then he ends up scoring on a suicide squeeze the very next pitch. So just two of those where you look at a guy like Lockhart on, or Stockert, excuse me, on that ball hit back to him, Randy, where, you know, I'm just going to go right to the bag right away. Quit messing around.
Quit messing around.
3-0 now. Three wide ones to Tommy Friesen with Jordan Joseph on deck. 3-0 pitch. That's in there. No, excuse me, missing. It's a four-pitch walk issued to Tommy Friesen as he's aboard, and they get Jordan Joseph up with runners at first and second, and this is right up the playbook for
absolutely. Absolutely. Right up the playbook. And, you know, by putting your pitcher as DH and pitcher, Kirby, you almost think in the back of your mind, because we haven't seen Alexandria play this year yet, you're hoping to get a few innings out of him. I don't know if you're hoping to get the whole game out of him.
Well, yeah, I would say you're absolutely asking to get into the sixth. And Brand Auto maybe maybe a tad less, depending on how things go. His first offering to Joseph, that misses inside. Right, Jordan scoots out of the way. Kind of hits himself in the leg with his bat, saying, I probably should have taken that one. But
boy, he looked like a world beater in the first inning. The second inning, he's struggling. He's struggling here in the third. Struggling with his control.
Getting into that second time through, he does have two walks now. Walk Cade last inning as this pitch is hit left side. That's going to sneak through. Tom's going to give the left turn sign to Brooks. Brooks will come home without a throw, and it's 1-0 in favor of Kimball. Put it in the right spot with enough legs on it right there. Joseph picks up his second RBI of the state tournament.
The Express are really liking that Jordan Joseph in their lineup after being out last year, Kirby. And so just to have him batting in that three spot, four spot. I mean, brings such continuity to that lineup.
Oh, and he gets your shortstop back.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost like a missing puzzle piece that is back in there. And Jordan's aboard with an RBI single. Stopping at second is Tommy Friesen as Ben Johnson looks at a first pitch strike from Blake Stocker. Ben was a strikeout victim his first time up. He went 0 for last week, so he's 0 for 5. But think about when you pitch and you go 0 for 5. No one really remembers that, do they?
They don't.
Funny how that works.
When you pitch good.
And you pitch real good. And the one strike pitch is on the corner to even our count or to move our count, how about, to 0-2. 1-0. Kimball expressing themselves with a run here in the third inning. Looking for more. First and second was one out, and they got the meat of the order. 25% off your first order by Johnson and Marquardt if they stay out of the double play right here with Ben. 0-2 pitch. That's hit foul down the third base line. From the Plow World Power Equipment Count stays put at 0-2.
So earlier today, we had here in Waconia, it was St. Patrick defeating Austin 10-0 in 8 innings. And over in Chaska, it was Young America over Ortonville 11-3 earlier today.
Two good ball teams. Both of those teams made the Final Four last year. St. Patrick taking second place.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Last night, Dumont, they beat a number one. They beat Loretto 6-4 last night. And Waconia, here at their home park, defeated Foley 3-0 last night.
1-2, the count now to Ben Johnson. First and second, one away. Kimball up one here in the third. Is the 1-2 pitch off speed. Oh, just missing right there. Stockert with a lean of his head, thinking that one was a tad closer than the umpire.
I don't think Ben would have complained a lot, Kirby, had he been called out there.
Would you complain?
No. That looked good.
Looked pretty good to me. 2-2 the count goes to. Stockert's 2-2. That's fouled into the netting. Johnson staying tough in there at 2-2. Kimball goes single, walk, single to get a run across here in the third. They're still cooking with first and second. Just the one down. And Stockert set. The lefty's ready. His 2-2 to Ben Johnson. That is fouled at home plate. Ben turning into a little battle red here with the pitcher, Blake Stockert.
Making him throw some pitches.
That makes that non-strike three call ever more glaring, doesn't it?
I would guarantee Stockert is getting close to that 40-45 pitches already here in the ballgame.
2-2 the count. Stockert's 2-2 to Johnson. That's fouled into the netting once again. Scott Marquardt, who had shagged two foul balls. This time it's a little more towards the Alexandria side, just kind of pointing at their dugout saying, come on, I got these two. You go.
Yeah, you guys take that.
Go pick one up. 2-2 the count to the express pitcher, trying to help himself. And Stockert's 2-2 pitch, that's high for a ball. That fills it up now at 3-2. Aforementioned Scott Marquardt on deck for the express. 3-2 the count to Ben Johnson. At second base, Tommy Friesen. First base, Jordan Joseph. The runners are going to go. As that pitch is cut on and missed, throw to third.
Oh.
And that hits Friesen, but it bounces towards the shortstop. I was almost thinking, I wonder if Tommy's going to put the wheels in motion right here. A strikeout, and the third baseman, Randy, just kind of covering.
He's not even covering the bag. He saw the guy coming. He didn't even get to the bag. Tommy Friesen knocked the ball down, Kirby. Otherwise, that ball maybe scoots in the left field yet.
Two runs could potentially come across the score if that ball goes in the left with Joseph at second. So they do move up on the stolen base. And Scott Marquardt to the plate. Trying to cash in right here. A couple ducks on the pond yet for Kimball as the first offering missing for a ball. That's the third strikeout for Blake Stockert. Two of those three go to Ben Johnson.
I like this opportunity for the Express. He's the big moment guy at the plate right now.
He's not going to shy away.
No.
As the 1-0 pitch, that moves inside. Good time to hit right here. 2-0 with runners at second and third. You got that big bat Adam Beyer on deck who hit one I don't know, 400 feet foul his last time up, and you know Stockert remembers it.
Yep.
He had a way better view than we did. And Stockert ready. His 2-0 offering, Marquardt with a big hack and comes up empty at that one. Speaking of 400 feet.
Yep. Stockert, a good pitch there, Kirby. He changed speeds on Scott, and so that off speed, just Scott was out in front of it.
2-1 the count. And Stockert's 2-1 pitch, that misses away. Now 3-1. 3-1 the count. One run in already for Kimball here in the third. That's the score. They lead 1-0. They're looking to tack on with their big bat. And Stockert's 3-1 pitch to Marquardt. That's in there for a strike. Ooh. To fill it up at 3-2. Nobody on first, so the runners will stay put. 3-2 the count to Scott Marquardt. He singled. Hard, sharp single to left his last time up. Stockert set. Payoff pitch. That pitch has popped up. Over for a look at third is Sean Krieger. He will not have a play as that ball is off of a beer stand here in Waconia. And we'll do the 3-2 over. Randy, can you imagine now a 3-2 pitch with two outs and we see a foul ball?
What the heck's up with that?
Oh, just what I thought I saw it all today.
Remember we had Heath Kramer sitting over there last weekend?
Yep.
Remember that? When Watkins won, Heath was the first one to come up to me and ask me if I wanted a beer. I had to turn him down, and I said, thanks, Heath.
You're not much for turning beer down either.
Oh, man. It was tempting, but I had to turn him down.
Payoff pitch part two to Marquardt. That's fouled at home plate again. There were some Martins enjoying some cold ones over in Chaska, too. I kind of scooted right past them. I had places to be, this place specifically,
right.
But I would assume... What would the joke be all night in St. Martin? Everybody who had a hit doesn't have to buy all night. As the payoff pitch part three, that's fouled away again by Scott Marquardt.
You got to kind of wonder if some of those Martin players are going to work their way over and watch the Chargers play a little later. If they can convince the bus company to do that. Oh, they're down there. Look at that.
Or is that wouldn't be New Ulm guys, would it?
I don't think so. That looks like some smart people.
That's what I thought. 3-2 the counts. Payoff pitch again to Marquardt. 3-2 pitch, fouled at home plate.
You think he's thrown 20 pitches this inning?
This inning, easily.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he had the walk. You got two guys on with a run in. This at-bat's got to be, 3-2, that's five plus four foul offs.
Yeah.
He's easily at 20 for the inning.
Ben Johnson fouled a few off. He worked that count full 3-2.
So Marquardt steps out of the box. Yeah, Johnson had some.
Yeah.
He battled in there. Blake Stockert, he's allowed a run this inning, and he wants to keep it right there. Marquardt's got other ideas. The lefty set. His payoff pitch again. High ball four and a great at-bat by the veteran.
Oh, man. Yep, Scott Marquardt, a big hand there. Wow. What an at-bat. I mean,
that's
you just worked it. You
country,
wore that
Bob
pitcher
FM,
down,
Duane,
Kirby. Now, Adam Byers got to come in just system. Ruling in this at bat. It's like, give me something over the plate.
Well, he doesn't want to walk one in.
Yes, hard to believe.
So that's you get Byer in here.
We'd like to invite you to stop by the Minnesota State Fair.
I think he's going to be hungry right away on OO because Stockert's going to want to get ahead. Byer knows it. Kimball Express with the bases loaded here in the third inning. First offering, missing high for a ball. Fastball control has been a tough
Martina
one for Stockert here in the fourth.
Nothing going on in the bullpen yet.
It's the third,
up.
Excuse me.
Your favorite country station, DK, playing the music that you love.
There's only two guys on their bench, huh? Not a huge roster from Alec. 1-0 pitch to Byer. That's on the corner for a strike. Beautiful pitch right there from Stockert to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count at third base. Tommy Friesen, Jordan Joseph had the RBI and a stolen base. He's at second. Scott Marquardt with that great at-bat. He's at first. 1-1 pitch to Byer. That's just above the belt. Moving our count now to 2-1.
Stockert is struggling here. Adam Byer, get a swing in.
2-1 the count to the big Kimball first baseman. Stockert's 2-1. Big swing and a miss by that big first baseman. Had a rip at that one. Tried making it a five-run game. Evens our count up at 2-2. 2-2 the count to Adam Beyer. Looking to clutch up right here for his Express. Add on to that one-run lead they got. Stockert's 2-2. Hit on the ground to third. Fielded nice candy hop. Going across the diamond in time, making the play is Sean Kruger as he goes over to first baseman Travis Kruger. And that retires Beyer 5-3. And that does it for Kimball in the third. They leave him loaded, but they notch the scoreboard first, scoring one run on two hits. There were no Alexandria errors and three runners left on base. Scoreboard now reads, after 2.5, Kimball 1, Alexandria 0. On to the bottom of the third inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
I've been banking for a while now. I'd say ever since I was 5 years old. Thanks to Farmers and Merchants State Bank, I know I have a financial partner who will keep growing with me wherever I am, just like they've done for my dad and grandma. Now at 12, I know that they'll keep being there for me, like when I go to college, buy my own house, or even if I start my own business someday, or take over the family farm. I trust them, because friendly still counts. Visit fmpierce.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and is proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2021 baseball season. And thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continuing support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2021 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
We welcome you back to Waconia. On to the third. Randy, I believe I screwed up my penmanship here. What's this batter's last name? Total
Country Bob FM. Batting now is for Alexandria is Brady Bergau.
Bergau. Okay, Bergau. I thought that was an N, so I thought Bergen, but it's Bergau, and he looks at a first pitch strike from Ben Johnson. Bergau, Mitch Thompson, I got that one right, and Travis Kruger due up as a swing and a miss right there from Bergau. He's in a hole at 0-2. Ben stake the lead by his mates from the top of this, the third inning. Kimball up 1-0. As Johnson ready, his 0-2 offering to Bergau. Cut on and miss, and a strikeout right there. A guy who didn't look all that sharp in the second inning, Randy, sure put that to bed here in the third.
But you give Ben a run, and all of a sudden he's different.
Comes right at him.
Yep.
That'll bring Mitch Thompson to the plate. As Thompson reached on a fielder's choice back in the first inning.
Alexandria comes as the number one seed out of Region 16.
Swing and a miss right there for strike one. Alexandria making their 12th state tournament appearance back-to-back years. 20 and 21, they hadn't gone since 2001 before last year.
Wow.
So a nice little
core players.
As the one-strike pitch that is knocked down by Cade Marquardt, evening our count up at 1-1.
Kimball Baseball on KASM brought to you by the Kimball Baseball Association, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Spell Mutual Insurance, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Farmers and Merchants, State Bank, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, AM Mouse and Son, Scheffelbein Farm over in the Kimball area, Rambo and Albany and Richmond A&W.
2-1 the count now to Mitch Thompson as Ben Johnson. His 2-1 offering, that's fouled into the netting. Evens our count up at 2-2. Spring Hill to follow here as we'll have the Nightcap Spring Hill and the New Ulm Brewers. 7 o'clock scheduled start time. And it's Johnson 2-2. His 2-2 offering to Thompson. That is tapped foul at home plate. Mr. Radar, what are you seeing on our likelihood of that 7 o'clock game?
It is a go. We're gonna get this in tonight, Kirby.
You think so? Yep. All right. As 2-2 the count. Johnson's 2-2. That's popped up. Byers going to go over for a look, and Adams going to run out of room as that bounces off the top of the Alec first base dugout. Foul ball. Count remains at 2-2. Scott Stevens back at the sports studios in Albany. He's Randy, and I'm Kirby with you at Waconia. 2-2 the count. Express with a 1-0 lead. Johnson trying to keep it right there as the righty's 2-2 pitch. That's fouled into the netting once again. We've seen some battles thus far through 2 1/3 or 2 1/2.
Yeah, we have. Well, I guess I didn't look very close at the radar.
You did not. I was going to say, I looked on my way over. Yeah,
there is some lurking out to the west. Let's see if it makes it here.
Okay. See, I thought that you saw something different. As the 2-2 pitch, that's smoked foul. Count stays put at 2-2. Back home, we had some hail. We had, I think we were off the air for a little bit at some point today on Kasem. That's a fun day for the on-air person. I'm sure Scott had a blast. It's a 2-2 pitch laced into center field. Coming on, diving and sliding at the same time. It's Brooks making a nice catch for out number two.
Yeah, Brooks played that so well. Got a great first step on that ball, Kirby. Not that hesitation at all. He just broke with it and made just a sliding catch.
Little girl in front of us with a number 3 Marquardt jersey on, Randy. She was happy to see Dad make a nice catch right there.
Absolutely.
So two away. Travis Kruger to the plate as Johnson with two down. First offering to Kruger, missing down for a ball. 1-0 the count. As Johnson right back, his 1-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Comes with that above-the-belt heater, and Kruger trying to tie the game up. Put a healthy hack on that one. Came up empty. Johnson right back again. This pitch is fouled into the mid of Cade Marquardt, moving our count now to 1-2. 1-2 the count to Travis Kruger. Two down here in the third inning with Kimball up 1-0. As the right-hander ready, his two-strike pitch missing away. 2-2 the count now. Two and two to Travis Kruger. Johnson's 2-2 pitch just off the plate right there. Boy, is he reaching back a little bit trying to end this third inning?
Absolutely. Seems like,
yeah. Tuning it up a little bit.
Got a little gas on it.
Two and how about 3-2 the count? Half pitch, 3-2. Popped up, foul, and out of play with two outs. Who knew? As we'll do the 3-2 over again. Playing here in the bottom of the third inning in Waconia. I think Alex is undefeated. I think someone told me that these guys had an unblemished record. 3-2 pitch, popped up, foul, and out of play.
Pretty impressive.
I don't think it was like a 40-0 by any means, but undefeated is undefeated. 3-2, part 3 coming here to Travis Kruger. Johnson rocks and fires, payoff pitch, hit on the ground to third. Nice hop for Michael Hoffman. His throw across to Beyer in time, 5-3. And Johnson retires the Black Sox in order in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 3 in the books. 1-0 in favor of Kimball. On to the fourth inning coming up in 1 minute. He's Randy. I'm Kirby. It's Kasem.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
The experts at Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gilk Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at gilkplumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.